Cannot wait for this show. Cannot wait here at Studio Arts.
Welcome to the Midday Mingle.
That is correct. G'day, guys. It's a non-profit organisation that provides day programs to people with disabilities. Isn't that right?
That is right. And we come to you every Friday right here on Triple H. What do we got on today?
We've got Cooking with Pickles. We've got Are You Serious with David. We have Ham Radio, which was actually, I think it was last week, but we'll put it in this week. See what happens. And we've also got many more things to come. We've got a lot more other shows.
Huge show. What about you, Ben? You're giving us a history on Anzac.
Aren't you? Yeah. History on Anzac Day,
I'm giving us a history on Anzac Day.
Beautiful.
And that should be good.
Let's get into it.
Exactly. Let's just do it. Why not?
Let's get into it!
You know what? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hi, you're listening to the silky sounds of Hamish from Studio Arts.
You sound like John Laws.
Get in the scum bucket.
G'day, guys.
G'day. So it is Ben and Now. Ben and Now, how are you?
I'm good.
I mean, Ben, that's not your last name, and Now. This is like a play on words, then and now. History with Ben, you know? It's one of our most popular segments right here on the Midday Mingle, right here on Triple H FM. Now,
is it? You haven't told me this.
What's that?
That it's popular.
No, because I think I just made that up.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm sure
it is. To make me feel better.
I have read so many things that have come in and said, my favorite segment is Ben and Now. Signed me, so I should stop writing myself letters of encouragement.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it is. It's a great segment because you know a lot of history.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that doesn't get you down.
No.
You know?
It doesn't depress me.
You don't think ignorance is bliss?
No, I think ignorance should be cultured and changed and everything. Anyway, so, I hope everybody had a great Anzac Day.
Love Anzac Day. Yep, hope everyone had a tremendous Anzac Day. You're going to give us a little bit of a background of what Anzac Day is, what it means.
Yeah. So, Anzac Day, Anzac obviously means the Australian New Zealand Army Corps, right? And that was formed in 1915, at the beginning of World War One. As part of the Australian Expeditionary Force. But it's the most iconic symbol of Anzac Day is obviously the landings at Gallipoli that were masterminded by Winston Churchill, among other people, right? And the reason it's so significant is the number of losses that were sustained at Gallipoli. Now, where is Gallipoli? Gallipoli is a peninsula on the coast, off the coast of Turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
So, or Turkey, if you want to be politically sensitive. It is about, it's a chain of islands, and they basically landed on a string of beaches guarded by the Turks. And the advantage the Turks had at Gallipoli is they were on a cliff face, right? And the Anzacs had to climb up the beach, up the cliff face, and meet them at the top and sit on ridges and fire across. So one of the inventions that we had was the self-firing rifle. So the Anzacs actually set up a trigger mechanism with a tin, right? And when pressure was applied to a tin, a bit of wire would pull the trigger and fire the bullet into the enemy, right?
the march has changed a lot now, hasn't it? All the World War One, all the World War Two. I think they've all passed on now.
There are a few. There are a few that exist. Most of the artillery batteries are still here. The rifles, so most of it is replaced by veterans of Vietnam and Afghanistan and things like this.
It's an interesting. So the World War One, World War Two, especially World War Two, known as, you know, I guess the good wars, the wars that needed to be fought, and then you had Vietnam, which is so unpopular, and you had the soldiers coming back to Australia, and they're, you know, getting yelled at, spat on even, and now it's quite nice that we're celebrating them, because they didn't have that when they came back from war, whereas the World War Two guys, they came back and they were celebrated. Yeah. So, you know, it's messy, isn't it, war? But I think without them, you know, it would be a very different place.
Yes.
So
exactly. it will be a completely different place. Uh-huh. And the key with World War Two, I think, for most of our ancestry, mine, yours, whoever, the common phrase is, "We would be speaking German if it weren't for you."
Right? Or Japanese,
because the amount of landings and incursions by the Japanese, even by submersibles, was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They even used float planes to reconnoiter parts of Australia. So parts of Australia were taken. Darwin, for instance, is bombed in 1942 to 1943 by the Zeros, the only attack on Darwin.
There's lots of attacks on Australia, wasn't there? Even down in Victoria, I was at the Cape Otways the other week, and I was amazed to learn how many submarines got in there and how many attacks there were.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because the Pacific is quite a wide area, right? So you've got thousands of miles of things to defend, and we were defended. We are, in fact, have been defended by our own Spitfire squadron. So in Darwin, for instance, we had something like four squadrons of Spitfires stood up, and they were flown by veterans of the Battle of Britain, ex-veterans of North Africa, for instance. They are all over the desert, and stuff like that.
Now, Will, do you want to go around and ask some of our members right here at Studio Arts in Hornsby, an organisation that provides creative programs for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
And we're going to go around and ask. Now, Mark, what is your favourite thing about Anzac Day?
Anzac Day is talking about the soldiers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, remembering them.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Excellent. What about you, Alicia?
Favourite about Anzac Day is about all the soldiers stuff and when people... On Anzac Day, when people start talking, you get a bit silence for 5 minutes.
Yeah that's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's like a communal reflection on the day. It's you know, when you're involved with something, you go see a comedy show, very different to war, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you're in a room, you're laughing with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this kind of tribal thing.
Yeah.
And when you're doing a minute silent, and like, you know, you watch the same show at home on TV, you might not even laugh. You know, but you go to a dawn service and you hear that bugle and you have the minute silence. Yeah. it's different when you're standing next to people, when you're seeing it all, when you're feeling it all. It's very emotional.
Can I just explain what the Beagle...
Very quickly.
So the Beagle actually has one note, right? So most of the other notes that they produce are produced by the Beagle himself, by his mouth or her mouth, whatever. Yeah, so that single note and the two songs, so the last post is from Remembrance and Ravelli at the end of the Minute Silence is for basically Rally in the Morning. So to rouse the camp and get them ready for the morning watch. Because basically,
interesting.
In Gallipoli, you had a tent line of, 40 tents or whatever.
To get people ready.
And to get them ready to oppose an attack or watch for... enemy bombardment or whatever.
Interesting. I tell you what, who the most nervous person on Anzac Day is now? The bugle player at the MCG when Essendon takes on Collingwood. You know? He's got one shot. Do not miss your opportunity because this comes once in a lifetime. I butchered those lyrics. But anyway, thank you, Anzac Day. You know, beautiful way to remember. Also, to just have a cookie. I like those cookies.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were meant to last a long time in the war. They don't have milk or eggs or anything. They've got just sugar.
The idea is preservation, right? So
yeah, we might have a little bit of a cooking segment with Pickles later about Anzac biscuits. But yes,
the idea is preservation, as well as salted beef. So they use a lot of salted beef. So in the army, it's called bully beef, right?
And the dried...
Dried beef, yeah. Yeah,
not corned beef, but the...
Well, corned just means salted, right? So same thing, just drier. It's more like... I can't think of it now.
I'm thinking... Jerky. I know what you mean. Jerky
or... God, what's the South African?
The South African one, I know what you mean. Bullies? I don't know. But yes, guys, Anzac Day, all a big fan, very important. Thanks, Ben. Awesome.
No
Ben
worries.
And now with Ben, everybody. Let's hear it.
My hand. it's time for Are You Serious? Where we find out who is funnier, David Harris or Siri. Take it away, David.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yes, we are, David.
Well, did the cow go to New York?
Why did the cow go to New York?
Anyone got any ideas? Why did the cow go to New York City?
It was in a bad mood.
To see the full moon?
Nah.
You're going to have to put us out of our misery, David.
The scene of the musicals.
To see all the musicals.
You're funny.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. See all the musicals.
Oh,
what do you think about that one, eh? Ah, let's see who's funnier, David Harris or Siri. What do we got for us?
Siri, tell me a joke.
An emu entered a bird aviary. As the only flightless bird inside, it felt ostracized.
Felt ostracized. Ostracized.
This was the only flightless bird.
Oh. Oh, what about the dodo? Or the cassowary?
Dodo, get the real deal.
Oh, golly. Is that... Okay, thanks, David.
Vote time. Hands up for David's joke. No. Musicals. And hands up for Siri's joke.
Why was he get told? Don't you?
Siri got nothing then. No. Nothing. Well done, David.
Again, thank you, David.
Once again. Stay tuned. Are you serious? Bye. Bye.
Oh, cooking with pickles.
What are we cooking today, Picks?
Beef casserole.
Beef casserole. All right, talk us through it.
Oil, braised steak, onion.
What kind of oil?
The healthy oil.
Avocado?
Olive.
Olive. Mm-hmm.
Braised steak, onion, tomato paste, beef stock, red wine, carrots, lime, salt, pepper and parsley.
There you go. So do you brown the steak off first? Do you brown the beef off?
Yes.
Throw in the onions, the carrots... Yeah. The garlic? Was there garlic in there?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Yes, garlic.
And then tomatoes, like a tin tomato?
Yes.
Pop that in. Red wine? Yes. Pop some red wine in there. What kind of red wine are we talking?
Chardonnay.
Like a Pinot?
Chardonnay. Stir it first.
Yeah, stir it first.
And have it with rubber mash or green beans.
You could even make that into a pie.
Yeah. Can.
Yeah. Thanks, Pix. So, Pix is our resident chef here, right here at Studio Arts. Studio Arts is...
a non-profit organisation that provides day programs for people with disabilities.
And we have many programs here.
One of them happens to be cooking. Pickles does that along with Alicia and David and Ashley and myself here, Hamish.
Yeah, we do cook with me, Hamish.
And I believe we are making... Anzac biscuits this week, according to David.
Is that right, Alicia? Anzac bickies?
Yes.
You like an Anzac bicky?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's not a bad biscuit, is it? It's got your oats. It's got
my mum makes them. She makes the whole Anzac Day biscuits at home.
I reckon mums make the best Anzac biscuits.
Yeah. That was a good question Pick was asked. Hard or soft?
For an Anzac bicky, what do you think?
Or any cookie,
like
for
chewy?
That example.
Is that an option? Yeah. Like hard, chewy, or soft?
You can actually go soft, or you can go hard onto the biscuits.
I like a bit of chewiness with it. Same with a chocolate chip. Same with a chocolate chip cookie.
I find every batch you make is different from the last.
Yeah.
Mm. I find it a very hard cookie to actually make, to be honest, uh-huh. because combining those oats along with everything, it's a very crumbly mix. When you're trying to make it into the cookie form, it's a bit difficult.
It's a good culinary, you know, time of year, isn't it? You've got the hot cross buns. Now they're out of the shops. Do you think yeah. they should be in the shops all year round?
Who knows? I mean, we just went through Easter.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your beef stew / casserole.
Yes, funny.
All right. Beautiful. Thanks, Bix.
Bye.
Bye.
And every day is like Valentine's Day with Mark and Louise. Love tips.
Oh, wow. Love tips with Mark and Louise. How are we guys going? How are you going, Mark?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. And Louise, how are you?
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm like really, really good.
Let's stop.
Wait.
Okay. Louise, that is not you. Where did she go?
I'm only joking.
She's just here.
It's me, it's
Mark,
Christian.
You guys are supposed to do a love tips. Love tips right here on Studio Arts, if you're not aware. It is our love programming with the Love Guru, and they give us all their tips because you guys have been together for how long, Mark?
How many years now, Mark?
11 years now.
11 years. Wow. Long time, Mark. It's okay. A really good relationship.
So, man. Louise... How have you made it this long? What do you love about Mark?
Well, I've got to say... no, anyway, look. Unfortunately, Louise couldn't be here, but however, I'll step in.
Yeah, sure.
So
you be Louise.
Basically, for love tips, I would say is you just got to find the right partner. Uh-huh. Isn't that right, Marky?
Yeah.
Got to find the right partner.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you just got to basically settle down, not rush things. You got to get to know the person.
That's right.
And you got to basically just talk about, you know, like obviously plenty of stuff you can talk about.
Mm.
And once when you settle down with the right partner, you just have to, you know, just take your time. No rushing, no like speeding. How most relationships unfortunately crash out because quite a few people like to rush in a relationship. But Marky, so what, you've been dating her for what, over 11 years now? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
So there you go, Mark. So, now, Marky, now, so the first time you met Louise, now, like, did you end up, like, talking about anything specifically? Did you, like, talk about any interests or just anything in general or not?
Something about love and romance.
Love
so
and romance.
So, first date, you were just talking about love and romance.
Were you also talking about
hobbies?
Are you sure? Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, Mark, so anyway, so pretty much here in the Lux segment, now I'm now pretty much so you and Louise love the Parramatta Eels, obviously, and that's part of the, you know,
Is that part of keeping a relationship together, following the same football team?
Exactly. Is that part of it, Mark?
Because she did follow a different football team before.
Who's she
following
again, Mark? Who's she following again before Parramatta?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
doesn't matter. She doesn't
want to go. Can't even talk about it.
Can't even.
No.
I got a feeling it was Penrith, but maybe I have to move on.
I think it might have been the Tigers, Richmond Tigers. What are they called? The Tigers?
The West Tigers.
West Coast Tigers.
Yes, West Coast Eagle Tigers.
Now, Mark.
Yes.
Where'd she go? She's just left you hanging. She was here, and now Christian waiting. Has to be Louise.
Special guest, Mark. Why did she leave for Mark? Like, did she leave because she was busy? Did she leave because she had to do painting or what?
She wants to turn, that's why he was going on.
Well, you know, like some people just have to wait patience and stuff, Mark.
Uh-huh. Waiting.
But so we were doing another segment.
Yeah, we were.
And she just left.
Yeah.
Now, do you think you need patience in a relationship?
100%. 100% you do, yes. That is...
Oh, you're saying they don't.
No, you said no.
You know what? I think that might be a good... that's probably a good thing.
Because
if she doesn't have patience and you accept that she doesn't have patience, surely that's a good thing.
It can be a good thing and a bad thing, but I think for me it's more like a negative thing because... Like some people just have to be like, you know,
whatever works though. Is there any rules for relationships?
Well,
I don't think there's a set rule.
If there was one rule,
I don't think like you know, the first people that were ever in love went up to Mount Sinai and delivered 10 love commandments
or something like that. Yeah,
I don't think there's any rule.
I would say one rule for me would have
be
to
be nice.
Yep, 100%. Yep. So be nice. And if you love each other, you do. If not. then you're going to have to, unfortunately, walk away, which is fine. And that's okay in a relationship, you know. Like, some don't work out.
Be friends afterwards.
Yeah, I mean,
leave amicably.
Yeah, I guess you could probably just do that, you know. You can sort of, like, just sort of, like, get back into the friend zone again and not sort of, like, be, you know, too...
Hang on, is this Mark's love to...
Oh, God.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you.
Hi, this is Charlotte.
Hi, this is Crystal.
And you're listening to the Midday Mingle
here on Triple H.
Wow, what a great show that was. That was a really good show, wasn't it? Absolutely amazing. It was probably by far the best one we've actually done in a very long time.
Your favourite bit?
Me, I've got to say, history with Ben's
Anzac. That was a really good one. Guys, should we do it next week?
100% yeah, why not?
If they didn't catch it, who are we?
We are Studio Arts, which is in Hornsby, a non-profit organisation that provides day programs to people with disabilities.
And thank you very much to CBF for their ongoing support of the Midday Mingle right here on Triple H.
Definitely. Thank you.
We will see you next time.
We shall see you next time indeed. Thank you very much. Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thanks.
You can subscribe to the studio streamers on iTunes or SoundCloud. Or you can listen at studioarts.org.au/studiostreamers.